Seattle on the world stage. Northwest News Radio is covering the World Cup. The crowds, the commute, the celebrations, and the impact across Western Washington. Here's Brian Calvert.
The excitement for the planned World Cup matches in Seattle also comes with some apprehension, especially after the recent announcement from the Seattle Mayor's office that 22 controversial closed-circuit cameras near Lumen Field will be turned on until the events have concluded. The mayor's reason, intel that suggests credible threats have already been made.
Tracking these threats, understanding these threats, providing information to state and local officials so they can be better prepared to deal with these types of threats is something I'm very familiar with.
That's analyst John Cohen. You've heard that name before. He's a former counterterrorism coordinator for the Department of Homeland Security. And it may be of some comfort to know that Cohen himself has been working directly with Seattle to secure the city.
For the past year, the Seattle Police Department, the state of Washington, have been working closely with FIFA and others to be prepared to deal with the anticipated threats that could potentially be intended to disrupt the game.
Like all that recent hubbub about drones, that's Cohen's doing, making sure the airspace around the venues is clear of all aircraft, as drones are easily weaponized. But he says there's much more to look out for.
They're looking at threats such as cyber threats. They're looking at the what more they can do to stop potential acts of targeted violence, whether it's at the venue or in hotels or other transportation hubs, that could impact the game.
Cohen says he's confident in what local law enforcement has done to be ready, but you still have to consider this country is at war. Be vigilant, and more than ever, if you see something that doesn't look right, report it.
I don't want to sound pessimistic or depressing when I talk about the threat environment without leaving folks with this message, which is, as much as I have concerns about what's going on at the federal level, I am optimistic because of the work that's being done by organizations like the Seattle Police Department, like the Office of Homeland Security for Washington and states across the country. They are tracking the intelligence. They are applying sophisticated approaches to dealing with a threat. And our communities and events such as the World Cup are going to be safer in large part because of what these state, county, and local law enforcement and security organizations are doing.
Covering the World Cup in Seattle, I'm Brian Calvert.
Seattle on the world stage. As the World Cup comes to town, Northwest News Radio covers the crowds, the commute, the celebrations, and the impact across Western Washington. Special reports all day on Northwest News Radio, 97.7 AM 1000.